Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Somebody texts me saying, we are guests going to a wedding this weekend. We would much prefer not to go, but feel we can't cancel. Yikes. It would be so much better if couples just had a small celebration than a party when things settle down. Well, that's easier said than done because it's not your big day and everything is planned and things are booked. And oh my God. A lot of couples are in this situation, and I have a couple on the line now who are feeling the pressure. I have comedians Julie J and Fred Cook. How are you, lads?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Morning.
Listen. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming on the show, first of all, because I know you're flat out with planning for this big day that might or might not happen. Julie J, what's the situation? When is the big day?
Oh, Jen, thanks so much for having us on. So basically, we're getting married on the 11th of December, and like a lot of couples out there, we're really not sure what to do because obviously at the moment, it's, you know, all systems go. Mm. But at the same time, because the cases are so high, exactly what your listener was saying there, we really don't want to put anyone in an awkward position. So we're really thinking now, would it be better to just cancel it?
Aww.
Now, we probably will go ahead with the marriage part, but it's just you really don't, A, you don't want people to get sick at your wedding. Obviously, that's the primary concern. But also, you don't want feeling people a bit allergic, you know, that they have to go and that they're feeling uncomfortable. I mean, what's the point in that? So we're really torn on it at the moment.
I can imagine. And everybody has an opinion on this and everybody feels differently, your guests included. Fred, how many people in total have you invited, you mind me asking?
We kept it, I'd say, around 120.
Okay.
So, and we purposely had a meal earlier on for, I guess maybe just for the more for immediate family, because we kept a number small each side of it. So we tried to do it like that. But even now, like, I was completely in denial. It only really hit me yesterday about the reality of this. Honestly.
He was.
I mean, I really was. I mean, it took me a lot to accept that we weren't able to do Rock the Boat. I was like, what?
I know. That's when he was like, it's over. And you see, we've had to postpone it so many times.
Yeah.
Like, I think, Fred, this is our third time postponing it. And I mean, that's not even just COVID. That's us keeping our options open, Jen. You know what I mean? But yeah, like when we heard there was
Rock the Boat. Sure you want to marry me? Are you sure? That's what we say every night.
Fred, I love that it wasn't a reality until Julie said to you, now, we can't do Rock the Boat. And you went, oh, we better cancel. Oh, it's not a wedding. A country wedding, like, if you're not doing Rock the Boat.
We could do line dancing. We could do line dancing because everyone's naturally socially distant anyway. Like.
Oh. Well, look, Gareth Brooks is back. I think it's time to bring the line dancing back as well. My Stetson's ready.
You are ready to go. Listen, don't mention that man. I'm in a lot of trouble for slagging him off and then giving away tickets today. I didn't do a full U-turn on that one. But listen, the 11th of December, you need to make your mind up quick. I'm sure you have hotel booked. I mean, are you getting any pressure from the hotel, Julie J, to confirm numbers?
No, do you know what? The hotel is, so I have to give a shout out to John in Benner's Hotel and Dingle. He's been absolutely amazing, and I think at this point now, like, we've all been down this road before and people are flexible. I mean, obviously, if it's the case that we have to cancel some parts of the day, like, you know, we are going to be losing a bit of money in certain areas, but I have to say Benner's has just been amazing. And look, I mean, the main thing is, I think, Fred, you were saying the main thing is that we do get married, and it mightn't be the day that we hoped it would be, but hopefully we might have something else down the line.
Fred, are friends and family putting any kind of, not pressure on you, but has the mammy or the granny or the auntie said to you, no, Fred, you might want to cancel, and the numbers, have you had that from anybody?
Mom has become quite a slight, I wouldn't say panic, but cautious over the last week.
And
I have had,
of course.
Cancellations of family as well, like, which is completely understandable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I keep saying to Mom, now if you don't want to go to it, that's okay. It's understandable. These things happen.
What would you? I mean, would you? Okay, let's say you've been putting it off, and like, there's no government restrictions as of yet, is there? There's nothing's yet.
No.
You're not doing anything wrong. Would you consider to make your guests feel better or more comfortable, would you consider antigen tests?
Well, you see, I suppose the whole issue with the antigen test, I know a few of my mates did suggest the antigen test, but I guess there are they 100%? I'm not sure. Like, I feel like I'm still so uncertain about this virus, you know, that I'm not even sure if that would be the solution at this point. And again, you really don't want to make people uncomfortable. And because there are no restrictions as such as of yet, in a way, I was actually saying this on my Instagram yesterday, in a way it's almost harder because we have to make the decision, so we have to make the call, and both myself and Fred, like, we're so bad when it comes to making
Well, here's
decisions.
Your call. Sorry, I'm going to jump in now and take the reins. Here is your call. This is what you do. I mean, guys, it's the 11th of December. It's a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I think around the country, everybody has to take responsibility for themselves. If you are uncomfortable, you do not go. People who are comfortable, if they take an antigen test work if you're not symptomatic. So if you've no symptoms, you take an antigen test.
That's true.
And they're really
yeah.
effective. Nobody goes to a gathering of large groups if they've any symptoms, regardless, you know.
Yeah.
So, and you give people those three options. So if you're uncomfortable, please let us know. Don't come. We totally understand. If you are coming, would you be comfortable taking an antigen test? And please don't come if you have any symptoms. And then know your numbers, you know, closer to the time. And just, Jesus Christ, lads, just get married, will you?
I know.
I know,
will. I mean, I think you're right, Jen. That would be probably the best way to go about it. Because, you know, otherwise, I mean, my fear was just before the wedding, is it going to be like Squid Games? Like, are people dropping like flies? You're getting the text, can't go, symptomatic, close contact, PCR test, etc. You know what I mean? That is my fear. But
Eliminated.
Do you know what, Fred and Julie? I think a lot of couples think it's their responsibility. It is not. Everybody is responsible for themselves.
Oh, that is so true, actually.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? So if yeah. I wasn't comfortable going, so give people the option. If you're not comfortable, no problem. Let us know if you're well and you'll take an antigen test, and then you know everybody there is symptom free and COVID free and vaccinated, because you can't get into an establishment without that cert. And you know, just give people the option. It shouldn't be on you guys. You've enough to do. You're marrying Fred Cook, Julie. I mean, you've enough on your plate.
Enough on my plate, Jen. Thank you. Somebody finally said it.
You do. Well, listen, whatever you decide, I wish you the very best, and hopefully I'll speak to you after the 11th when you're all settled and married. Are you taking his name, Julie?
I suggested to Fred, I was like, what about Jay Cook? I think that's the way we should go on this, that we both take each other's names. What do you think, Fred?
Freddie J. Yeah, I can take that easily.
Oh, good.
I think we'll mix it up. Yeah, I might take his name. I'm on the fence.
Okay, we'll see if you get there. We have to get through the 11th of December, first of all. Lads, best of luck. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jen.
Lovely to chat. Bye, guys.
Bye.
There we go. That is Fred Cook, comedian, and Julie J, comedian. Two comedians getting married. You have to go to that wedding. But if you don't feel safe, don't go. But let them know. Just be honest with yourself and be honest with the couple. Don't put all the pressure on them. Everybody is responsible for themselves.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.